Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, we've got some sleep, space, and singing science from Curiosity.com to help you get smarter in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn which is more important, sleep or exercise, why you've never seen a picture of the whole Milky Way, a trick for falling asleep anytime, anywhere with a military-tested trick, and we'll answer a listener question about why your voice sounds different when you hear a recording of yourself.
Let's satisfy some curiosity.
If you went to bed late and your alarm goes off to go to a gym class, then which is worse? Skipping your workout or losing an hour of sleep? There are pros and cons to both, so let's get into what scientific research has shown.
I know what I would do. Sleep.
And I would probably work out. But I think there are times when both of those are the right answer.
Sure. Can't wait to find out.
So first, let's talk about the pros and cons of sleeping in. One perk is that you'll have a better workout next time. That's based on a 2013 study that found that people who slept longer each night ended up having longer, higher quality workouts. But a different 2013 study found a pretty major drawback. It found that skipping 30 minutes of sleep in favor of 30 minutes of moderate to heavy physical activity can lead to improvements in cardiovascular health. But there are pros and cons to dragging yourself out of bed when you're short on sleep, too. One perk is that you'll sleep better the following night. Studies show that even a little bit of exercise can have a big impact on sleep quality, especially if you're dealing with insomnia or sleep apnea. Waking up and working out can also be good for your mental health. After all, exercise has been shown to reduce depression and anxiety and just boost your mood overall. But there are a couple drawbacks to cutting sleep to work out. First and foremost is that your workout could suffer. It's not just your brain that has circadian rhythms. Research from 2016 says it's your muscles, too. Muscle cells work better during their biological daytime than their biological night. So if you wake up when your muscles think you should be sleeping, they won't serve you quite as well. Studies have also shown that you might be hungrier if you're short on sleep, and that can make it harder to stick to your diet. The takeaway from all this research is that the best thing to do depends on your history. If you tend to skip more workouts than shut-eye, then forcing yourself to get up for a run before work might do you good. If you exercise regularly but don't get enough sleep, allow yourself to hit the snooze button and maybe find another exercise time that works better for you.
All that sleep and exercise research doesn't do you a lot of good if you can't fall asleep in the first place, right? Our next subject isn't just about how to fall asleep, though. It's about how to fall asleep anywhere. And it comes from the military.
Ooh.
Yeah, bringing out the big guns for this one.
I mean, yeah, if you're surrounded by like guns and loud noises, it would be pretty hard to fall asleep.
Yeah, or in my case, I'm hopping on a plane to Philadelphia this weekend, and it'd be nice if I could take a little nap.
For sure.
Well, this trick originally appeared in Lloyd Bud Winter's book titled Relax and Win from 1981. Winter was a noted track and field coach, and he was an expert in athlete psychology, and he worked with the U.S. Navy in the early days of World War II to figure out a way to combat sleep deprivation. After 6 weeks of practicing his method, recruits in pre-flight school were able to fall asleep in less than 2 minutes, 96% of the time, even when they were caffeinated or surrounded by recordings of cannons and machine guns. It's a simple two-part trick, but it might take some practice. We've got a step-by-step guide in our full write-up on Curiosity.com and on our free Curiosity app for Android and iOS. But the first part involves physical relaxation. You practice slow, regular breathing, then relax your muscles bit by bit, starting in your face and working your way down your body. Then only focus on your breathing. After that first step of physical relaxation, the second part is, you guessed it, mental relaxation. This is the fun part. Winter recommended 3 specific suggestions to get into a restful bliss. In the first scenario, you put yourself in the bottom of a canoe on a warm spring day, watching the clouds float by. In the second exercise, all the lights go out and you're lying in a cozy hammock made of black velvet. You're in a pitch black room with velvet-lined walls and everything is perfectly black. And the final exercise is more of a mantra. When all else fails, just lie back and repeat the following phrase in your mind. Don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, Don't think. Don't think. If we put you to sleep, then please don't be upset if we wake you up in a second.
Speaking of sleep. We were going to cover the stories we just did today anyway, but by sheer coincidence, today's episode is sponsored by Purple Mattress.
Here's a question. How did you sleep last night? Did you spend the night tossing and turning? Do you ever wake up with a stiff neck or a messed up back? This happens to me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, for sure. Little aches and pains all the time.
That's not fun.
No.
Well, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try a Purple Mattress.
The Purple Mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. The Purple material feels unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool.
Yeah, it ends up giving you this zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position.
Right now, with Purple Mattress, you can get a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund.
And if you keep it, your Purple Mattress is backed by a 10-year warranty, not to mention free shipping and returns, and free in-home setup and old mattress removal.
You're going to love Purple. And right now, our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just go to purple.com and use our promo code CURIOUS at checkout.
That's purple.com, code CURIOUS. The only way to get this free pillow is to use our code CURIOUS at checkout.
One more time, that's purple.com, code CURIOUS. If you're lying on your brand new Purple mattress and scrolling through Facebook or Twitter and you think you've come across a picture of the Milky Way galaxy, I've got some bad news. I hate to be a buzzkill, but you're not really looking at a picture of the entire Milky Way.
What?
Right?
No!
I mean, it's kind of obvious when you think about it, because Earth is located in the Milky Way, so we don't have any actual pictures of the entire Milky Way. It's like you can't take a picture of your own camera with your camera.
That's deep.
Yeah. Decades of research has given us a pretty good idea of what the Milky Way probably looks like, but it's kind of like pictures of dinosaurs. Nobody's ever seen an actual dinosaur, but we think we have a ballpark idea of what they look like. For some background, Earth is not at the edge of the Milky Way, but we're not at the center either. If the Milky Way were a vinyl record, we'd be in the groove halfway between the center and the edge. And we're almost definitely not going to leave our galaxy in your lifetime. The spacecraft that's traveled the farthest from Earth is Voyager 1. As of 2017, Voyager was 13 billion miles away. To put that in perspective, one light year is more than 450 times longer than that at about 5.9 trillion miles. And our region of the Milky Way is 1,000 light years thick. But we still have some awesome pictures of what we can see, and even some dependably accurate artist renderings of what we can't. Astronomers piece together images from powerful telescopes to see past the gas and dust as far into the center as possible. And those telescopes can also see other galaxies in their entirety, which artists can use to help estimate what our galaxy looks like. Just remember that if anyone claims an image is a picture of the Milky Way, then they've got another thing coming.
We got a question from a listener in India. Ankit asked, why does our own voice sound so different on recordings? Is the recorded one our real voice? Is that what other people hear? Great question, Ankit. The answer is pretty straightforward, and it comes from opera singer Mathen Ring Black. He was a guest on the Curiosity podcast last year, and here's what he told us.
So the reason that your voice sounds different to you than it sounds to somebody else or to a microphone is because of the way the sounds are conducted. I'm hearing my own voice, the vibrations, I'm hearing them conducted through the bones. You know how your eardrum is made up of a bunch of tiny bones that vibrate and then turn the vibrations into sounds that you can understand? So rather than the sound leaving my mouth, bouncing around the room that we're in, and then coming back purely in through the air, the bones of my jaw, the bones of my neck, all the bones are connected to the little bones in your ears. So you're hearing the vibrations from the inside and the outside. So you're always going to sound different from someone else. It's important when you're practicing and you're evaluating your own sound that you have people that you trust to help you out with. That's why we use really talented voice teachers and coaches. You know, at a certain point, people ask me, well, you know, you've been singing for, you know, 20 years now. Why do you still have to go to a teacher? And I always go to a voice teacher because I don't hear myself the same way that you hear me. And I need someone that I can trust to help me do those things. But at a real elite level, you find yourself singing more by the way that it feels than by the way that it sounds.
Thanks for your question, Ankit. As a reminder, we're releasing brand new Curiosity Podcast interviews to our Patreon supporters. Patreon is a website that lets you donate to your favorite creators, like podcasters and YouTubers, to help ensure they keep bringing you the shows you love, like this podcast. As a way of thanking our supporters for supporting this show, we're producing full-length podcasts and offering other cool bonus rewards. You can sign up to help our show at patreon.com/curiosity.com, all spelled out. We'll also put a link in the show notes. Join us again tomorrow for the Curiosity Daily and learn something new in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Stay curious.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.